Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is JC and I'm your hostess. Happy Monday.
Good morning. Day evil. May the Sunday in my body.
Good morning, Yvonne. You have a blessed day, sweetheart.
Sunday in my birthday.
It's her birthday, JC.
Oh, happy birthday, Yvonne.
No, it was last Saturday.
Well, happy belated birthday, Yvonne. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is JC.
Good morning, it's Susie.
Hey, Susie.
Hey, sis, how you doing?
I am great. How about you?
Not too good. I have some problems.
Okay, well, we're going to keep you in prayer, sweetie.
Please do. Please do.
Okay. Good morning, good morning. Welcome
good
to Declare
morning,
Victory.
JC. Happy Monday, Declare Victory. Happy birthday, Yvonne. Yes, girlfriend had a birthday. Well, so Susie, speak positive. All is well. Sometimes it don't look like it, but guess what? God is faithful. He'll make it well. You just got to trust him, believe him, come into agreement with him, what his word says about you. You are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Be encouraged, sis.
Amen. Have a great day. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Club Victory. This is JC. I'm your host for today. Happy Monday.
Good morning, Sister KC. This is Sister Yvonne. Have a blessed day to all.
Amen. You as well.
Good morning, this is Darcy. Have a blessed day. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you. You as well.
Good morning. Happy birthday.
Man. Good morning, Brother Michael. Anyone else? Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, JC. This is D2, and happy birthday, Yvonne.
Good morning, D2. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. You too.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. It's sunshine. Happy birthday.
Good morning, sunshine. Have a blessed day. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is JC. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, JC. This is Kat. Good morning, BB family.
Hi, Kat. Have a blessed day. Everyone, have a blessed day. Anyone else?
Happy Monday, everybody. Happy Monday, everybody.
Happy Monday. Who is this? Who's calling?
This is Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Hi. Good morning.
And have you called before, Diane?
Yes, I have.
All righty, then. But you enjoy a blessed day, Miss Diane.
Thank you. You do the same.
Thank you. Good morning and welcome to Declare Victory. This is JC and I am your hostess for today. Happy Monday. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is JC, and I will be your hostess this morning. Anyone else? Good morning, good morning. Is there anyone else who'd like to say good morning before we get started? Okay, well, it's time to get started with the call. Before we move forward, we ask you to mute your line so that we can proceed. Hello, once again, my name is JC and I am your hostess. Thank you for joining us here on Declare Victory. We are a prayer call that meets Monday through Friday, starting at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to edify, empower, encourage, and equip you in your walk with Christ. Be sure to join us during the month of April, where our monthly theme is entitled The Power of Agreement. Each Declare's focus will be on the effectiveness of the power of agreement with the truth of God's word and its benefit to advancing the kingdom of God. Make sure you invite a friend so they can be blessed too. There is one announcement today. First, please join us tonight and every Monday night for Marriage Matters for married couples or married hopefuls. You can call in to this same phone number tonight at 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9:30 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You will be happy that you did. The order of the call, prayer and corporate praise will be brought by Christina. The declaration will be brought by Patrice. Then we will go right into the closing comments hosted by the Declare. Once again, prayer and corporate praise will be brought by Christina. The declaration will be brought by Pretty Patrice. Then we will go right into the closing comments hosted by the Declare. The scripture for today, 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his holy word. At this time, we ask you to put your phones on mute until instructed to come off mute. I now pass the call to the prayer warrior, Christine. You guys have a beautiful day.
Hallelujah. God, we just want to thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for your mercies, which are new in the morning. And we enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. We come into agreement with your word, which says that there are two or three gathered in your name. You are in the midst. And anything that we ask, and touch and agree on here on earth, it will be done by our Father in heaven. And because we know that two can only walk together unless they agree, we come to you in this power of unity. Come to you knowing that you are a healer, you are a provider, you are a sustainer, you are our protector, and your word does not return back to you void. So we stand firmly on your word. We stand firmly on your promises, which are yes and amen. And we go ahead and just thank you in advance for your healing virtue touching Susie from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. I thank you for Tosh and her servant heart and for a peace that passes all understanding. I thank you for minimizing any anxiety or fears concerning her outpatient procedure today. I thank you that she will have a speedy recovery and a good report from the doctor. Thank you for orchestrating the hands of everybody that touches her today. I thank you for being with every nurse, being with every person she comes in contact with that is speak life and not death. For we know that life and death is in the power of the tongue. So we thank you, Lord, for your justice already being served here on the earth today. We thank you for reminding us that righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne, and mercy, truth, and loving kindness go before your face. So we come before your face right now. We come humbly and we come boldly before your throne. And we pray for the Middle Eastern wars and the rumors of wars. We pray for Israel that there would be peace upon the land and in Jerusalem. We ask God that you would continue to allow your watchmen to stand guard on their watch posts as it relates to the Middle East and the unrest and the civil unrest that's going on. We pray for those believers that are within that land. We thank you for circumventing the missile strike from Iran that happened over the weekend, for allowing the United States to be able to intervene on Israel's behalf and shoot down those missiles. And God, we ask that there would be no retaliation amongst this country. We ask that you would allow for there to be a hedge of protection from the north, the south, the east, and the west, that you would guard us, you would keep our borders safe, and that you would allow for the President of the United States to continue to walk with the wisdom, knowing that you are El Elyon. You are the Creator. You are the God Most High. And without you, he cannot do anything. So I ask God that he would be surrounded by those who hear you clearly, who speak your wisdom. And we know that the beginning of wisdom, fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We come and we ask God that you would freely give us wisdom on how to navigate throughout this day. If there are any unspoken prayer requests this morning, God, I ask that you would hear the hearts and the minds of your believers, of your children, that you would allow for them to utter their voice, that they would even sing their song in praise and worship. And we ask, God, that you would also be with the children here, not only in this country, but also in those countries affected by this, by these wars and this unrest, the children in Ukraine, the children in Syria, the children in Iran, the children in Gaza, the children in Israel, the children in Haiti, those children that are currently without a home, those children that are currently without guardianship. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to protect them, that you would allow for them to have shelter, that those that are already predestined with a purpose that you have decreed that they should go forth and do here on the earth. We come in agreement with your purpose for them, and we ask, God, that they will be able to live and not die, declare the works of the Lord, as we bind premature death in Jesus' name. We also, Lord, we lift up the unhoused that are here in our land, for you always said the poor will be among us. But Lord, if we are able within our means to give a jacket to someone who's cold or to give a meal to someone who's hungry, I ask that you would place it upon the hearts of your saints to give to those in need. And right now, Lord, as we begin to take our phones off of mute and we begin to pray in unison and pray in agreement concerning the things that we have in our hearts concerning navigating of our days, we pray that you would allow our steps to be synchronized and syncopated with your purposes and your plans for it, God. We speak a blessing over everybody on the call as they begin to take their phones off of mute, that they shall walk as the head and not the tail, as they shall walk as light and walk here on the earth.
Yeah,
pray that you would allow for no
set forth and issued and declared by you in the courts of heaven concerning every prayer that was done today. And I thank you that the answers to these prayers are not bound by time, they are not bound by limitation, and they are not bound by space. So we will already go forth throughout the day knowing that we already have the answers to our prayers, and with the confidence of knowing that if we ask anything that is according to you, your will, we possess that in which we ask. For you said in Numbers 14:28, surely as I live, declares the Lord, I will do the very things that I heard you say. And all we had to do was ask and it's given. Seek and we will find more of you. And knock, God, knock and you will open up the doors and we will let you even in. And as Barbara comes forth today, I ask God that you would continue to allow her to walk in your strength. For it's not by her might, it's not by her power that she's even getting through this season in her life, but it is by your spirit. And I ask God that as she is being even elevated and promoted in this season, as she even bears forth even much more good fruit, that as she comes to teach a word to your people this morning, that she decreases as Holy Spirit, you increase and you speak through her. And as we fill these prayers with the blood of Jesus, we do so knowing that you are not a respecter of persons and your word doesn't return to you void. So we just thank you, God, for the promises. We thank you for being a covenant-keeping God, and we thank you for your blessing that we will be in good health and we will prosper even as our souls prosper. So let us walk in that prosperity today. In Jesus' name I pray as I pass the call.
We're listening together. Call me out before you. Great and find you in the mystery, in ocean deep. My faith was still. Come on, you're making your prayer. You keep my eyes on the way. The ocean dries in your embrace. For I am your grace and bounty, this water, this sovereign head will be my guide. Come on, you sing. What he said. Come on. Yeah.
Good morning. Good morning. I hope that you could hear that song. I always like to play a worship song before I start. Can you hear me okay, Rochelle? I just want to say good morning.
You're good, Ms. Barbara.
Okay, and welcome to Declared Victory. And we are on the power of agreement. Most gracious Heavenly Father, I come to you this morning, Lord. First of all, thanking you for this privilege to speak to your people, Lord Jesus, to say the things that you have given me to say. I pray that something I say this morning will be of help to someone and that will touch them in their walk with you, Lord, and bring them closer to you, Father. This morning, I want to thank Christina for that beautiful prayer and our host for her hosting. Power of agreement. Lord have mercy. There were so many scriptures regarding the power of agreement. And I have settled kind of on two. My first scripture is Matthew 18:19. Again, I say at you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them, for my Father which is in heaven. This scripture addresses us agreeing and communication. When I looked at the scriptures above, Matthew 18:19, it was dealing with a sinning person and how to handle that. Then below, it reminded us when two or three are gathered, Jesus is in our midst. This speaks of the power of agreement in prayer. Therefore, when two or three are gathered to pray, there's really three or four because Jesus is in their midst. In prayer, we are to believe and have faith that Jesus is there with us. All we have to do is make that contact of faith with him. He is here. Realize that and bring before him your needs. Believe him and trust him, and he will work with you. The other scripture that I found interesting was Proverbs 30:25. And I thought I wrote it down, but it speaks about the ants. Bear with me here. Well, why am I so nervous this morning for some reason? Stomach is turning over it. But I know that God is with me. He's guiding my hand. And Proverbs 30:25 says, the ants are not a strong people, but they prepare their food in the summer. He said, now, what's she talking about ants? What talking about ants got to do with a power of agreement? Well, when I looked at the scriptures above and below Proverbs 30:25, I realized that there are four things which are little on earth, but are wise. Therefore, size does not determine wisdom. They are true. We can be truly taught by God. So we may also, the animals are truly taught by God. And so therefore, we can be taught by God also. They teach us what teamwork is all about. Think about the ants. Have you ever been at a picnic and watched the ants carry food together and other things that they need? They have to be in agreement to do that. With no strength, ants are still able to prepare and gather food for the rainy season. humans need to learn from this. The power and strength of ants are of their in their agreement, because our adversary, the devil, knows the power of agreement. He puts in tremendous effort to keep believers in disagreement. Christians can be in disagreement on almost anything these days. And for that reason, our influence and impact in the world has been so limited. It is time for us to forget the petty differences in cultural beliefs and use the power of agreement against our enemy. We are to believe and trust in Jesus for all things. I want to tell you a little bit about the power of agreement in prayer. When we pray in agreement, there's no loopholes, no alternative plans, and no changes of your mind. Praying with one another in agreement helps us to bear one another's burdens. It encourages faith and helps us avoid temptation. Here are some ways that will help you pray on one account. Number one, pray with a clean heart. You must be in harmony. Make sure there is no unconfessed sin or unforgiveness in your heart. And see John 9:31. Pray with the Holy Spirit's direction. When you start praying, invite the Holy Spirit to come and direct your prayer. Look to Him for His guidance and direction and focus. Number three, pray in agreement with honesty and love. Ask God for love for those you pray with. Finally, all of you, live in harmony with one another. Be sympathetic, love as brothers, be compassionate and humble, 1 Peter 3:8. Number four, pray God's will according to Scripture. Know the power of praying God's word together. See James 4:3. Number five, pray one subject at a time. You may want to pray back and forth on one topic until you finish. Remember to stay focused until you are finished with that topic before you move to the next one or something else. Number six, pray belief to the point prayers. Long prayers can cause the group to lose focus. You want everyone to participate. Number seven, pray with faith and confidence. Believe together that God's heart and will answers your prayers. God can do anything, and we have to believe that God can do anything. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Genesis 18:14. See also Hebrews 11:6. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. And last but not least, pray with perseverance and urgency. Don't give up. See Matthew 15:21-28. I think I'm going to read that. Before we pray, we have to ask the Lord for forgiveness and to have a clean heart. We just can't pray without asking, because I feel, and this is just my opinion, that if we pray without asking Him to cleanse us first, I feel like He may not hear me. So I need to ask Him to forgive me of any thoughts or anything that I've done or said or that I shouldn't have done or said before I start praying. praying. So I always ask the Lord for forgiveness. We always want to acknowledge him and thank him for all the things he does. And sometimes you just need to pray, not even asking for anything, but just praying and being thankful that God has allowed us to wake up to see another day. Somebody didn't wake up this morning. We have to be thankful for where we are and what we have and what we're doing. Matthew 15 and 21 through 28, Jesus went away from there and withdrew into the region of Tyre and Sidon. And the Canaanite woman from that region came and began to cry out, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." But he did not answer her with even a word. And his disciples came up and urged him, saying, "Send her away, because she keeps shouting at us." But Jesus answered and said, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and began to bow down before him, saying, "Lord, help me." Yet he answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." She said to him, "Yes, Lord, but please help. But even the dogs feed on crumbs from that fall from the table of the masters." Then Jesus said to her, "O woman, your faith is great, and it shall be done for you as you desire." Faith is so important. We have to have faith as we pray and as we go about our day and as we lean on the Lord. Faith takes agreement also. When we look at Abel, he worshiped God in faith. When we look at Enoch, he walked in faith. When we look at Noah, he worked in faith. We have to realize that faith is a journey, a journey, and we have to be committed. I'm in a class right now called Abide. It's going through 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. And I'm looking at Abide in a totally different way than I did before, because we have to remain in God. We have to think about God in all we do and everything we do. And we have to realize that sometimes we may be the only Bible that somebody sees. Somebody is always watching us. Thank you, Lord. So where two or three in agreement, we complement each other. And sometimes agreement doesn't come easily, but we do need to agree. Agreement sometimes takes time, and it's a process. Agreement requires sometimes negotiation. It requires maturity. And it's a process. It's a commitment. It's a focus. I thank God every day for how he has allowed me to continue to be here to do the things that he has asked me to do for him. And sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes it's very difficult. But I know that he knows what's better for me than I know what's better for myself. I pray that something I've said this morning, I know I'm short, but I pray that I've gotten a point for someone to help someone along the way this week. God is so good, you guys. He's just if you keep your hand in his hand, he's always there for you. Even when you think he's not there, he is. He never leaves us. We leave him. So now is the time that if there's someone that didn't get a chance to say good morning, you can say good morning. We'd like our fellas to say good morning first, because once we ladies get on, we just kind of take over. Are there any fellas out there that want to say good morning this morning?
Good morning. This is Kevin. Good morning, Kevin. How are you this morning?
I am blessed. Thank you very much.
Good to hear your sound.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to say good morning? Are there any first-time callers on the line, or you've been on the line for a while, but you haven't really said anything? Would you like to say good morning this morning? Okay, Aliyah Austin, please.
Good morning, it's Pretty Patrice. Good morning, Ms. Barbara.
Good morning, Pretty. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for your declaration.
To God be the glory.
Good morning, Ms. Barbara. It's Glorious. Good to hear you sound this morning.
Good morning, Glorious. Good to hear you.
Yo, 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 yo. Good morning, Ms. Barbara.
I was wondering
good morning,
where you
family.
Were at. I was wondering where you were at. I said, now I know my brother on there.
God bless you. Love you.
Love you more. Juju too.
Good morning. It's Pamela. Great declaration.
Good morning, Pamela.
Good morning. This is Prosperous. Have a blessed day, everyone.
Good morning, Prosperous. I love you.
Good morning, Miss.
Good morning, Mother. Good to hear your sound this morning.
Yours as well. Great decoration. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart. Anyone else want to say good morning?
Hey, Miss B, it's Dee Dee. I love you. That was good. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, Miss Dee Dee. I like your coat of many colors, child.
Isn't that beautiful? Well, you know, I got to get
that. Yeah, that was pretty.
Good morning. This is Juanita. Great declaration.
Good morning, Juanita.
Good morning, Jubilant.
Good morning, Jubilant.
Morning.
Good morning, Miss B.
Good morning. That sounds like Rochelle.
It's me. Love you. Thank you. Great share this morning.
Good morning. Anyone else want to say good morning? Do you have any comments or questions or something that you'd like to me to clarify or that you didn't understand or I hope you guys heard my song, though. I love that song.
Good morning. It's Kathy.
Good morning, Kathy. How are you?
I'm good. I just want to say one thing. I have been operating in the power of agreement, but this morning you actually gave me a lot more insight on things I need to do because some of my prayers, I'm still waiting for them to be answered, and I realize everybody may not operate on the same level of faith. So when you pick the people you're trying to be in agreement with, like you were just expounding on, these have to be faith believers, and they have to have a clean heart. And now when I kind of look back at some of the people I was actually working in the power of agreement with, I question now whether we were on the same level of faith. So I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit for a lot more wisdom on who I choose to do this power of agreements with. But I just wanted to thank you so much for your declaration.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, you have to be on the same page. Definitely have to be on the same page. Anyone else have a comment or want to say good morning?
Hey, Miss D. It's Dee Dee. Well, let me go outside. Y'all know where I'm at. Anyway, thank you for just a reminder. Like the sister just said, you got to know who you're agreeing, having to even agree with you in prayer and affirm stuff with you and So that's very important. But I also like when you say, you talk about the long prayers and like, my pastor, we come from a real teaching ministry. So taking classes for me, I'm just talking about me, nobody else, because I know sometimes prayer can be denominational. It could be how you were brought up, so like sometimes you just do the old deacon's prayer, but it's not really giving God back his word. It's just like a lot of filler. So you got to be really agreeing with God's word. But only reason you'll know it, you'll be able to agree is if you really know it and study it for yourself. So when things come, the power of prayer is so important. So as you're praying, your words, they're effectively hitting God there. They can't come back void, but you got to believe it. So I'm glad the sister said that. Who are you having to agree with you? Even on this call, when we do the prayer request, as you're asking for prayer and the people who are praying as declares, as prayer warriors, we have to, again, check ourselves, but then we have to know his word. Dion says all the time, quit bugging God. And what I mean by that is that we say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we begin to pray. We don't have to keep saying, Father God this and Father God that, because he knows who we are coming to, if that makes sense. But you've got to agree with and believe. So a lot of what you're saying to me, it means you have to believe what you're saying. You got to believe that he already knows. Like, you know what I'm saying? What you ask, if you believe, you will receive it. So I thank you, and I'm praying for you, because I heard you this morning when you said your stomach was hurting. So know that I love you. I love you to life. And thank you for just being in my life.
Oh, Dee Dee, thank you. Thank you for sharing. God has been so good. I've been through a lot of things this last year. And if it wasn't
good
for
morning.
God, I wouldn't be able to even talk to you. Good morning.
This is wonderful.
Hey,
I have
wonderful.
A cold, so my voice sounds a little different, but thank you for your declaration. And
okay,
I really like it. I can, I realize that it is power in prayer, and it's power in agreeing. And I'm utilizing this cold that I have. I know today that I'm able to speak healing over myself, first of all. And I'm just asking that everybody on the call be in agreement with me. The word says, by his stripes I'm healed, and I believe that. And as each day go by, I'm getting better and better. I know a cold has to run its course, but I'm just asking for everyone to be in agreement with me that I get better and my body heals in the name of Jesus. And again, thank you for your declaration.
Thank you for sharing. Anyone else have comments? Y'all know I'm at. On the line, don't anybody talking.
Hey, Miss B, it's Rochelle again. I like the fact. Excuse me. I guess we all have a little something going on, but I like the fact that we should be aware of what we're agreeing with and who we're agreeing with.
Yes.
A lot of times, my daughter and I had a conversation in the car, and she was saying that, the girl said that she was this, and she was just like, okay, if that's what you think or whatever. I was like, no, we don't do that. I said, you can tell her that's your opinion, but I don't agree with it. Don't. And she said, well, sometimes I just don't say nothing. I said, but you're still agreeing with her. I said, you shut it down. You tell them that that's not who you are, that you will not take their opinion as your own because you don't agree with it. I said, you have to have a voice. It's okay if you don't want to be bothered with a person, but you have to let them know. Stop it. If that's the last thing that they say, you make sure the last thing that you say is not being in agreement with what they say about you. So she got that and she understood. She was just like, Ma, I just don't be bothered no more. I just tell them that's your opinion. I don't accept it. And I just move on. I said, and that's a good thing. I said, because you can, people put labels on you and you don't say anything and you're labeled. They go and tell somebody else, how they feel about you. And some of us don't have the, I would say the wherewithal to say, okay, I don't know her like that to take your opinion. Some people just take their opinion and just run with it. So it is so important just to make sure that we, our last word is, if we don't agree with what they say about you, make sure that your last word is not agreeing and cutting that thing off right there, even as an adult.
Hey, man, I agree with you. I totally agree with this. We have to agree to not agree. Anyone else have a comment? I'm going to pray us out. Most gracious Heavenly Father, I come to you this morning once again, Lord, thanking you for this privilege that you've given me to speak this morning, Lord. Lord, I ask that you touch each one that's under the sound of my voice. You know those that are not feeling well. You know those that are in need of healing. You know those that are in need of discernment, Lord Jesus, and direction, Lord. I pray that you would continue to bless us and keep us as only you can do, Lord. Put your arms around us, Lord. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. And cast us not away from your presence, O God, and take not your Holy Spirit from us, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus, and we praise you, and we carry you with us throughout the day. I just ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great day, everybody.
Amen.
Have a wonderful
day. Amen. Amen. It is so.
Have a victorious day, everyone.
Y'all be blessed. Love you guys.
Amen. Be blessed, you all.
All you married folks and people interested in marriage, 6:30 right here at this number. Come on, call in and join us. Marriage Matters.